crowd?
As far as the game went, it was pretty much a defensive struggle. Couldn't score many points. The offense really didn't act like they wanted to be out there. That's about the way they played, too. So that's disappointing. I think all in all, we've had a decent spring. I think we've been able to move some guys around and do some things, and got a ton of work to do here in the summer and the offseason.
You had a lot of guys playing for the first time. Did you see any of those guys that caught your eye today?
It's hard to tell out there until you watch the tape. I mean, I think Dedrick Mills is going to be a good player if he could get some help. He's got to get somebody to at least get in the way in front of him. I thought he did some okay things.
Paul, for the moving around that you did do on the offensive line in the spring, might there be more when you get back at it in the summer?
Well, I don't know. There's not anybody else to move. I mean, you'd like to get some of the guys that were out back to start with. And then we got to take a look and see, with the freshmen. I mean, the second offensive line was all walk-ons, I think, but one guy. But, I don't know if they were any worse than the first bunch. First bunch didn't do anything either. I mean, you got guys that played that repeatedly busted plays that's the thing that's disappointing. Not just them. I mean, the whole group, there wasn't a whole lot of energy in that group.
You hope.
We'll see. I hope. Well, if you're playing with that second group, you ought to have a nice game. Yeah.
Omari Jarrett showed some good speed when he had a chance to get the ball in his hands.
Yeah, I thought Omari did some good things with the ball. I mean, he made a nice catch and did some things. And, Ricky had one nice catch. He had a drop early on third down, but he came back and made a nice play.
The battle between Jordan and Taquan Marshall, did you sort that out? Are they close or kind of where they're at?
Yeah, I think Matthew probably played better today. It's hard to tell. I mean, really it's hard to tell with the group they're playing with, to be quite honest. You have to go off practice. I think they bring different things. I think, Matthew brings experience. He's a little bigger. Taquan's a little quicker, but he's got to learn to turn the ball loose. He's got to learn to throw it and pitch it. You can't carry it every play.
Defensively, what did you think about some of the guys, some of the linebackers, especially David Curry comes to mind. A couple of big plays there in that first half. I think he had the tip ball and then the stop on fourth down.
Yeah, I don't remember. I'm sure he did.
Pitching the ball, is that one of the hardest things for a young quarterback to have confidence in doing?
I guess. It was today.
What did you think of your offensive play callers on each side?
I fired them after the first quarter. But they weren't any worse than me, so there you go. Bill Belichick could have called plays for that bunch. It wouldn't have mattered.
With the offense as a whole, did you expect some of those hiccups coming into today, or did you have higher expectations?
No, I think it's gone a little bit. Early on in spring, the defense had the better part, and really the last scrimmage, the offense probably got the better part. And then today, it's been back and forth. The defense has won more than the offense. But, I was a little surprised the way it went, but not – once I saw the energy in the huddle and it was a kind of let's get through.
Last year, yardage-wise on the offense, I know you dealt with a lot of injuries, didn't live up to what you've done in the previous seasons here. Mm-hmm. Do you see a path forward? Do you have confidence that they'll get it in shape in the fall?
If we don't, we won't win many games. We'll see.
Did you call the touchdown play?
I did.
If you could work regular games in the middle of the field, would you like that or not?
No, I wouldn't want to watch what I watched today. I'd rather watch it from the side. But that's an interesting viewpoint back there behind the quarterback. It'd be nice to stand back there. You could tell them where to throw it.
Have you seen any improvement in Marcus Marshall's blocking as the spring went on?
Yeah, I think he's gotten some better at that. I think he's committed to working on it. So, yeah, I think so.
frustrated? Is that an accurate word to describe?
Well, you know, I'm frustrated with the first group. I'm frustrated the second group don't know who to block, but that's not their fault.
There's not a lot of guys going through the first spring and stuff with that group. And
yeah, but we've been out there 4 weeks, you know.
What do you think about the pass protection? Is he hit and miss?
Wasn't very good.
Is this a reflection on the defense, you think? Or?
Well, I hope. We'll see. I hope.
That hit that Christian Campbell had, does that kind of show a little bit of what he can do?
Christian's a tough kid. He's definitely not afraid of contact. So, you know, I think that'll be a good spot for him eventually. He'll grow into it. That's what he was being recruited as by a lot of schools.
Paul, you've been in a lot of spring games. Is this just a little piece you don't take?
Yeah, I don't pay a whole lot of attention to it. I mean, I can – you know, it's hard to get a grasp on it. It's this team especially, when it starts going good for one, it just goes. It's the same thing. They got to learn to fight back a little better, you know.
When you say the first group that you were displeased, you mean the first offense?
Yes, the first offense, yeah.
When you say got to learn to fight back a little better, in that respect, did that touchdown right before the half, kind of a breath?
Well, yeah, they made a play. We missed some plays right before that, especially early on in the passing game. Justin was off a little bit. He was throwing it high. But you know, just to get some consistency and effort. It's hard to play offensive line in this offense and never get on the ground.
It seemed like Francis did some things today. I don't know if it was a function of blocking or just looked good, though. His pursuit was...
Yeah, I think he played. Francis has had a good spring. I think he's done some good things and played hard.
When you say lack of energy inside the huddle, are you seeing some of your... older guys be vulnerable, or you wanting more leadership?
We don't have any older guys.
Well, some of the guys.
Somebody's going to have to step up and be a leader. When we get Freddie back, we'll have two seniors. We'll have him and the quarterback. Quarterback's got to bring the energy. Well, there wasn't any.
Do you think some of that is just not being in a game situation? Like, is he kind of coasting through stuff because he's a senior?
Well, I don't know that he's coasting through stuff. I think sometimes it's just difficult, you know, when you're not getting hit and you're not getting, you know, it's – but we're not going to be stupid and hit him either, you know what I'm saying? So it's like this is a little different style offense to run when you don't hit the quarterback, because you need that guy to run the ball a lot. And sometimes I think that, you know, that might have to be part of it. But it's like I said, the whole spring was not like today. So, I mean, you take it as it comes.
On his long run, it seems like he might have just gotten 15, 20 yards. Had you been live and guys – has pulled up a little bit.
I don't know. I think he would have scored a touchdown the very first half when they blew him dead, when the guy tried to tag him from behind. I was standing, there ain't no way that guy would have got him. So it's six of one, half a dozen the other, you know, in a game. You wouldn't have got him. You try to blow the whistle when you feel like they can tackle him. That makes it easy for them, too. He's a lot easier to one-hand touch than he is tackle sometimes.
Go back to contact for him in the fall?
Yeah, the first game. And if we don't get better up front, he'll get a lot of it.
Dedrick Mills, I thought, looks like he's got some power and to make some runs.
No, I think Dedrick's got a chance. He's got a chance to be a good player. He went the wrong way a couple of times on plays, but he's, you know, he's only been here for 3 weeks, and I think he's got a chance to be a good player. I'm excited about Dedrick.
Too soon, I guess, to make a decision on whether you're going to play in this fall or not?
Yeah, I think he'll play. Right now, he'd be first or second team, probably.
Any more questions? Or?
Marcus and Quade went out. The update on Marcus Allen.
They're fine. I don't know about Marcus. Quade was fine. I mean, the trainer told me he was okay. I don't think Marcus was hurt. I think he just banged his shoulder or something. Nothing serious, I don't think.
Taquan, he just showed kind of a playmaking neck of that.
No, he's got ability, and he's had a decent spring. He didn't have one of his better performances today, but he's got ability.
What do you think of the pitch from the hash mark to the numbers?
Well, at least he pitched it once. That's a progress.
Is that the sort of thing where just the instinct is to keep it, I guess, if you're not...
No, it was one of those things where I'd yelled at him for about 40 plays to pitch the ball. So he finally pitched it.
He seemed pretty wiped out on the drive, running around. Like,
do what?
On that one drive where he ran the ball eight straight plays or whatever it was.
Right.
He just wore himself out.
Right.
You guys good?
All right, thanks, guys.
I'll get you. Thank you.